News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good afternoon. I'm Zach Higginbusher with Sunday News on WSAU.com. The majority shareholder of Wausau Paper is again pressuring the company to change its direction. A Friday letter from Starboard Value LP to the board of directors accuses management of wasting millions of dollars supporting branches of the business that were not profitable. The letter recommends sweeping changes, including firing the management team, looking at further restructuring of the company, and considering selling the company. Starboard CEO Jeffrey Smith feels this is necessary since Wausau Paper has failed to change what they call a flawed strategy and, quote, a complete lack of urgency to make substantive changes. Wausau Paper officials have not yet commented on the letter. A former Green Bay Packers All-Pro safety has been arrested on suspicion of rape in Los Angeles. Darren Sharper was arrested Friday and released on $200,000 bail in connection with two sexual assaults that occurred in October and earlier this month in the West Los Angeles area. The New Orleans Police Department is also investigating an allegation of sexual assault filed against Sharper on September 24th. He's scheduled to appear in court on February 14th. A Wisconsin hockey favorite had a hot second period in the NHL game between the San Jose Sharks and the Tampa Bay Lightning Saturday night. Plover native Joe Pavelski had a hat trick, scoring 3 goals in that period en route to a Sharks 5-4 victory. Pavelski had 2 of the 3 goals in a 21-second stretch and all 3 within 7 minutes and 34 seconds against goalie Ben Bishop. One other player had a better night on the ice. Tampa Bay's Martin St. Louis scored all 4 of the Lightning's goals, tying a franchise record. I'm Zach Higginbusher on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.